Have you ever wondered why some people achieve their dreams while others remain stuck in the planning phase? The answer isn't talent, luck, or even having the perfect idea. It's execution. Kim Parrell discovered this firsthand when she went from unemployed and broke at 23 to selling her company for $30 million just 7 years later. Her journey reveals that success isn't about having a brilliant idea, those are plentiful, but about the ability to execute effectively. The execution factor has become a favorite among entrepreneurs and business leaders like Sarah Blakely and Tony Robbins, who praise its practical approach to turning vision into reality. In a world where Harvard studies show 90% of business strategies fail due to poor execution, Parrell's framework offers a refreshing alternative to the all-talk, no-action approach that dooms so many promising ventures. Vision serves as your North Star, the guiding light that determines not just what you do in life, but what you do with your life. When Kim Parrell found herself unemployed after her first company went bankrupt, she developed a clear vision of creating her own destiny through entrepreneurship. This wasn't just about starting a specific business, it was about achieving freedom and control over her life. For your vision to drive successful execution, it must meet three critical criteria. First, it must be crystal clear, something you can see, feel, and articulate with precision. Second, it must be personally meaningful, connecting deeply to your values and desires. Third, it must feel congruent with who you are at your core. When any of these elements is missing, execution falters. Consider Darren's cautionary tale. Despite friends raving about his chili and encouraging him to start a food truck, he never truly saw himself in that business. He invested savings, borrowed money, and quit his maintenance job to pursue this venture half-heartedly. A fellow food truck owner noticed his unhappiness, and eventually, Darren abandoned the failing business to return to maintenance work he actually loved. His failure stemmed from pursuing someone else's vision rather than his own. Visualization is a powerful technique for strengthening your vision. Studies show that people who merely visualized exercises increased muscle mass by 24% compared to 28% for those who actually performed the exercises. This happens because visualization activates the same neural pathways as performing the actions themselves. To properly visualize, imagine having already achieved your vision. What would you see, feel, hear? The most common mistake is not dreaming big enough. While visions must be grounded in reality, they shouldn't be limited by what seems realistic. Parrell admits selling her own vision short initially, never imagining her first company would exceed $50 million in revenue. To keep your vision front and center, write it down where you'll see it daily. According to Professor David Cole, while 80% of Americans have no definable goals, only 1% write them down and review them regularly, and these individuals earn 9 times more over their lifetimes than those without written goals. When the headline, BAM, Amobi buys Adconian for $235 million, appeared in 2014, it wasn't a surprise to Parrell. She had visualized and written down this exact outcome a year earlier, keeping it taped to her bathroom mirror as motivation throughout the acquisition process. In our distraction-filled world, where the average worker gets interrupted every 11 minutes and receives over 100 emails daily, your vision can easily get buried. Regularly evaluate how your actions align with your vision and commit specific time to it daily or weekly, even if that means eliminating other activities like watching TV. At age 11, Kim Parrell fell in love with horseback riding, but faced financial constraints from her parents who could only afford 2 lessons monthly. Rather than accepting this limitation, she negotiated with the stable owner to clean stalls in exchange for additional riding time. 7 hours of cleaning for 1 hour of lessons. This early experience taught her that passion means making things happen despite obstacles, even when it involves a lot of horse manure. Passion isn't simply about doing what you love, it's about willingly enduring suffering for what matters most. The word passion comes from the Latin root meaning suffering or enduring. It's the emotional connection to your vision that makes challenges bearable, the sleepless nights, missed social events, and financial worries that others never see. When Perel was fired from her first dot-com job, she felt devastated not just from income loss, but from losing work she was emotionally connected to. This emotional connection is what drives successful execution through five key mechanisms. Passion drives self-belief. Your confidence must exceed others' doubt. Stimulates motivation, biologically activating the brain's motivational areas. Influences learning. Think of your favorite passionate teachers. Maintains energy through repetitive tasks. And inspires others through its contagious nature. You can fake knowledge and skills, but you can't fake passion. It requires authentic vulnerability that reveals your true self. However, not all passion looks the same. Introverts like Bill Gates and Eleanor Roosevelt demonstrate that passion manifests differently in different people. The key is feeling emotionally connected in a way that's congruent with who you are. Prioritizing passion means pushing it to the top of your list despite countless daily demands. This requires saying yes to your passion and no to things that don't serve it, even things you might want to do. When Phil Mullenuck took over Sony's U.S. electronics business, he prioritized his passion for authenticity by personally meeting all 1,200 employees before his official start date. Walter Bond's journey from college bench player to NBA starter illustrates the power of celebrating achievements along the way. Despite his coach's skepticism, Bond's relentless pursuit of his NBA dream succeeded through focused improvement. But he learned to pause before each game to acknowledge his achievement. "Dude, I'm here. I made it." Celebrating small wins isn't just about closing chapters, it's a checkpoint on your vision that marks new beginnings and fuels passion. To master passion like a Jedi, you must prevent it from controlling you while still harnessing its power. Regularly question yourself. Do you agree to things too quickly? Is passion controlling you? Are you still passionate about your current path? Are you focusing on the right priorities? Has your passion evolved while you've remained static? The third trait of execution focuses on action-taking, that first step, and maintaining forward momentum. As Lao Tzu wisely noted, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. The key to execution is simply taking that crucial first step, regardless of uncertainty. When faced with giving her first speech on execution to 2,000 people, despite never having spoken publicly before, Kim embraced action over hesitation. Too many entrepreneurs get stuck in analysis paralysis, finding endless reasons not to act. Success rarely follows a linear path. It's a messy line to the top requiring continuous action. What seems like a major step is often magnified by our own perceptions. When Kim asked out her future husband in college, friends warned of potential rejection, but she recognized the risk was worth the potential reward. That small action eventually led to marriage, moving to Hawaii, and starting her first business. The Japanese concept of Kaizen, making continuous, small, positive changes, illustrates how seemingly minor steps can accumulate into significant transformation. As a child, Kim's actions always aligned with her visions, from creating a hammock with sheets between doors at age 3 to building a makeshift pool with a tarp in her sandbox at 5. At 8, she collected returnable cans with her red wagon to earn money for comic books. Her teenage vision became more ambitious, owning a red Jeep Wrangler. She taped pictures of her dream Jeep in her room and worked multiple jobs, folding sweaters, making pizza, selling men's suits, working at a candy store, and babysitting. With her parents matching her savings, she achieved her goal after 2 years of focused effort. Actions must align with vision, otherwise they're just check marks on a to-do list. Without vision, action is merely busyness. Without passion, it's boring. Kim emphasizes that execution shouldn't be a solitary journey. Others provide different perspectives, peripheral vision, feedback, and help identify blind spots. Unlike running a marathon, you can't leave first steps behind, but must delegate repeatable actions to focus on next steps. Despite having vision, passion, and detailed action plans, fear and doubt can still prevent us from taking action. Our brains are wired to avoid perceived threats, making us overcautious and prone to comfortable choices, even though growth happens outside our comfort zones. We often overvalue fear, allowing worst-case scenarios to influence our thoughts and actions. When fear threatens action, Kim offers 6 practical techniques. 1. Follow the 40-70 rule. Collect enough information, but don't wait for certainty. 2. Consider the worst-case scenario. If you can handle the worst outcome, you can handle anything. 3. Find out what is missing to feel safe taking action. 4. Assess the risk of inaction. Sometimes not acting carries greater risks. 5. Avoid the when-then trap. Statements like, "When I have enough money, then I'll start my business," usually lead to perpetual inaction. 6. Identify the best thing that could happen. Focus on possibilities and opportunities rather than just risks. Resilience is the 4th trait of execution, focused on dealing with obstacles, change, and uncertainty. As Thomas Edison noted, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration," highlighting that success requires persistence through inevitable challenges. Kim shares her deeply personal journey to parenthood, which became an ultimate test of resilience. After years of infertility struggles, including a dangerous complication from IVF treatments, Kim and her husband turned to surrogacy. When their surrogate developed an infection, their twins were born at just 24 weeks, weighing only a pound each and facing life-threatening conditions. For 14 weeks, Kim balanced visiting her critically ill newborns with finalizing a major business deal. This experience taught her that resilience means continuing to believe in possibilities and having the emotional endurance to move forward despite pain and hardship. In 2006, while at IKEA, Kim received a devastating call. Her company's server had failed and couldn't be fixed. Operating on a bare-bones budget with no backup server, their entire database was gone, unrecoverable. Instead of hiding, she personally called every client, taking full responsibility and promising to rebuild better than before with a new server and backup system. Not a single client deserted them during the weeks it took to get back up and running. By being transparent and honoring her promises, she emerged stronger from this crisis. People who've previously failed have doubled their chances of success compared to first-time entrepreneurs. Failure, and accepting it, is part of success. If you're not failing and bouncing back constantly, you're not trying hard enough. Resilient people fail forward and thrive during change. Knock them down 9 times and they'll get up 10 times, stronger and wiser. Resilience requires developing both a growth mindset, cognitive ability to perceive differently, and a growth heart set, emotional endurance to keep going. A growth mindset recognizes that change is possible and drives creativity and success. It means seeing opportunities in every situation and challenging the status quo. But a growth heart set requires a growth heart set, the emotional strength to keep moving despite failure. When Pandora faced bankruptcy in 2001, founder Tim Westergren's heart set was so strong that 50 employees agreed to work without pay for 2 years until the company recovered. Elon Musk exemplifies heart set through his resilience after multiple failures, being ousted from his first company, PayPal's initial rejection, Tesla scrutiny, and SpaceX rocket explosions. Resilience must be developed before you need it, just like you wouldn't want your first fire drill during an actual fire. Southwest Airlines specifically recruits teachers for frontline positions because they've developed resilience handling classroom stress and difficult students. The best employees have made resilience a habit through everyday practice. The 5th trait of execution focuses on having the right people in your life, recognizing that success is best when shared. Kim's mother has always been her role model for understanding the value of relationships, both personally and professionally. When Kim started her first company, she struggled with people problems despite scaling from nothing to $1 million monthly in revenue. She hired her mother as a leadership coach, who forced her to examine her strengths and limitations to understand what she loved and how others could complement her. She asked that critical question, "What are your values and non-negotiables?" When Kim answered relationships, her mother challenged her on how much time she actually spent caring for them. She taught her that while we pivot and adapt daily in business, our North Star values should remain constant across both personal and professional life. Though everyone claims to know relationships are important, many of us still get in our own way. We think we can do it on our own or find it difficult to include others because we believe we can do things better ourselves. These are all excuses. Research consistently shows relationships are critical to success. The 1918 Carnegie Foundation found human engineering responsible for 85% of financial success. A 1995 study identified poor interpersonal relationships as a major reason for failure. Harvard's 75-year study concluded, "Good relationships keep us happier and healthier, period." When Kim started her first company, she was like a stern cafeteria lunch lady. It was her way or the highway. She valued control over collaboration, and her business suffered because she was the only one executing near her potential. With no ownership of their work and no ability to bring their authentic selves to tasks, her employees delivered adequate but uninspired results. Her mother worked with them on communication, ensuring the team understood desired outcomes while giving them stake in those outcomes and allowing them to execute authentically. The company soon took off, teaching Kim a valuable lesson. It's okay if you don't get from point A to point B my way. The highway is big enough for all of us to reach the same destination. Building genuine relationships starts with taking a sincere interest in others. You can't fake caring. The best approach is asking meaningful questions that go beyond transactional exchanges, like, how was your weekend? Instead, ask what motivates people, what inspires them, what keeps them up at night, and how you can support their goals. Google's Project Aristotle study revealed that successful teams aren't built on optimizing data and efficiency alone, but on emotional interactions and complicated conversations about who we want to be. The Glenn Lopez Group surveyed over 12,000 executives and found that employees primarily need a judgment-free environment to be their authentic selves at work. Without this safety, they won't go beyond what they're told to do. Just as investors strategically manage their financial portfolios, the same disciplined approach should apply to relationships. Every year, Kim systematically categorizes her relationships into two distinct groups: those who consistently lift her up and those who regularly bring her down. People radiating positivity, who energize, challenge, motivate, inspire, and support her growth, are the winners she keeps close. These individuals celebrate her successes genuinely, offer constructive feedback when needed, and remain steadfast during challenging times. Conversely, those exhibiting persistent negativity, who drain her energy through constant complaining, criticism, or drama, need to be limited or even removed from her life. Kim vividly remembers auditing her first person out of her life, a college friend whose conversations once sparked creativity and left her invigorated, but gradually turned toxic and emotionally draining. Their weekly coffee meetups, once highlights of her schedule, became exercises in negativity. Despite multiple attempts to steer their interactions toward positivity through gentle redirection and honest conversations about her concerns, nothing seemed to work. Eventually, she made the difficult decision to distance herself, declining invitations and limiting their interaction to occasional group settings. While this wasn't easy, she initially struggled with guilt and self-doubt, she learned that relationships require resilience, including the strength to overcome emotional connections that bind you to toxicity. Life audits serve as powerful tools to systematically remove negativity and intentionally surround yourself with amazing people who encourage your growth and allow you to step into your greatness. While the term audit might sound clinical and cold, it's actually a deeply heart-centered practice focused on creating a more productive, inspiring, and emotionally fulfilling life. Though we can't control what happens to us, we maintain complete control over our response and the company we keep. Jim Rohn's enduring rule that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with forms the cornerstone of the audit process. To conduct your own life audit, create a detailed list of the five people you spend the most time with and carefully evaluate who helps you see possibilities, mark with a plus, versus who consistently deflates your vision, mark with a minus. Consider specific instances of their impact on your mood, productivity, and aspirations. If you find too many negatives, proactively seek new relationships by connecting with inspiring colleagues, joining professional organizations, or attending industry events that align with your values and goals. Importantly, this audit isn't about eliminating people simply because they disagree with you. Engaging with diverse viewpoints and perspectives challenges your thinking and prevents harmful confirmation bias. While differences may occasionally create conflict, this tension is healthy when handled respectfully and can maximize satisfaction by fostering authentic collaboration and growth. The key lies in distinguishing between constructive disagreement and toxic negativity. Small acts of gratitude create powerful ripple effects in our relationships, often yielding unexpected dividends. A simple, unexpected thank you from a colleague can transform someone's day and create lasting positive memories that strengthen professional bonds. Just as physical assets require maintenance, cars need regular oil changes, bodies need consistent exercise, relationships demand ongoing attention and care. Without regular maintenance and intentional nurturing, even the strongest connections can deteriorate over time. Maintaining authentic relationships requires consistent action despite our increasingly time-crunched schedules. Send handwritten notes of thanks or congratulations. The tangible nature of paper carries a weight and significance that digital communication can't match. Make creative use of time to connect by calling friends during commutes or sending personal texts without expecting immediate responses. Don't make excuses about disturbing busy people. Authentic relationships welcome unexpected communication and appreciate the effort to maintain connection. Having mastered the five execution traits, vision, passion, action, resilience, and relationships, we arrive at the true starting point for executing dreams. These traits form an interdependent ecosystem, best viewed as equal parts of a circle, with execution at the center. Each trait strengthens the others, creating a powerful framework for achievement that adapts to both personal and professional challenges. Success shouldn't be measured solely in dollars, but in lives positively influenced. Kim practices conscious capitalism, believing business should improve the lives of employees, customers, communities, and those we care about. Her company volunteers thousands of hours yearly to create a legacy larger than themselves. This approach has led to initiatives like mentorship programs for underprivileged youth, sustainability projects in local communities, and employee-driven charitable programs that have impacted thousands of lives. The execution traits form a cycle, from vision to relationships and back to an elevated vision again. Kim's journey from that kitchen table in Hawaii to becoming a global CEO and angel investor was only possible through relationships. She's seen the contrast firsthand. She invested in two seemingly identical companies, but the one with a team-oriented CEO had a billion-dollar IPO, while the My Way or Highway Leaders company sold for a fraction of that value. The team-oriented CEO fostered innovation through collaboration, created an inclusive culture, and maintained strong relationships with stakeholders at every level. Like exercise, you must work all areas consistently, push beyond your goals, and never stop improving. The traits may sound simple, but simple doesn't mean easy. Success comes incrementally. Kim went from broke to $100,000, then to $1 million, then $10 million, recommitting to better execution at each milestone. At each stage, she refined her approach, learned from setbacks, and adapted her strategies while maintaining focus on her core values and vision. You need all five traits in balance, as they compensate for each other's weaknesses. The trait you lead with can be both advantage and disadvantage. Too much of any good thing can cause you to neglect other essential traits. Vision without action is just a dream. Passion without resilience burns out quickly. Action without vision is just busyness. Resilience without relationships becomes isolation. And relationships without vision lack purpose. For example, a visionary leader might excel at inspiring others, but need to consciously develop resilience to weather setbacks. Similarly, an action-oriented executor might need to slow down to build meaningful relationships and refine their vision. While you can build wealth and profit, true success comes from kindness, generosity, and hope for others. As you master execution, define success compassionately. Love may not be all we need, but the more we have, the better our future will be. That's your true legacy. This philosophy has guided Kim's investment decisions, leading her to support companies that balance profit with purpose, such as sustainable energy initiatives, educational technology startups, and healthcare innovations that serve underserved communities. The execution blueprint isn't just about achieving personal success, it's about creating lasting, positive change. By integrating these five traits while maintaining a focus on social impact, leaders can build organizations that not only succeed financially, but also contribute meaningfully to society's advancement. This holistic approach to execution ensures that success is sustainable, meaningful, and creates value for all stakeholders involved.